I'm Vicky Merrick. The Local Food Report is up next with Allie Burlow. And this week, Allie goes on a walk looking for a wild edible.
Walking with Dr. Paul Wheeler was like going on a hike with a Boy Scout leader through the winding back roads of Woods Hole. We were searching for pokeweed. It's a native edible perennial that some say may have medicinal properties. It grows tenaciously along roads, in compost piles, and in the spaces between homes, gardens, and lawns. Dr. Wheeler wore a thumb drive and a chain around his neck that held more information and resources about poke. It thumped rhythmically against his chest as we walked. He loves this plant, and he's always trying to share that passion with others. In fact, he stopped by the station one day with a plate full of cooked poke for us to try. It was delicious.
My father discovered this. He was a true woodsman, meaning somebody who could go in the woods, live off them, not just in America, but he was on an expedition to Indochina and South America. He knew how to live off the land. He discovered it reading the edible wild plants of eastern North America. And we've eaten it every summer since he discovered it. Because it's, first of all, it's a wild perennial. And it's absolutely free. And it has the same nutritional value as spinach. The only downside is it has to be cooked. And all I do is bring it to a boil, dice up the leaves, and bring them to a boil. Let's see, I think we can get there here.
Once you see pokeweed, you can't not see it. It can be gigantic and everywhere in this green summer landscape. And in the fall, it'll fruit clusters of dark purple berries that can be used to dye fabric. Birds like them too, but they're said to be poisonous to us humans. The shoots and stalks, that's what we can eat. And eating pokeweed is what Dr. Wheeler has been doing his entire life.
It's a standard food that's been used for generations in the South, along with pork. So I'm alive and 80 years old, and my father lived to be 80, and my mother, we were all eating poke. The stalk, when it gets above about 18 inches height, or the shoots are above 18 inches height, the stalk gets a thick skin on it, which, if you want to, you can peel it off and then cook it, and it'll taste like asparagus. But up to 18 inches, you don't have to peel it. It tastes exactly like asparagus with a little tinge of radish. And my father actually used to grow them under lights in the basement in the winter and crop the stalks. It's an amazingly hardy, we got to go up to the right, amazingly hardy plant.
Trying to keep up with Dr. Wheeler, I felt that sense of assurance and pride about the neighborhoods we live in. There's so much local knowledge and wisdom to learn once you just start asking around. People want to tell you about the things they love most about their place, like poke, for instance, a plant that's often thought of as just plain weedy, but it has so many great qualities once you see it through another lens and another perspective. I walked away wondering, so why do we even bother trying to get rid of it?
You can eradicate it very easily, just keep it cut down. But the bottom line is there's no reason to eradicate it. It's nutritional and it's free.
If Dr. Wheeler had his way, we'd leave this native wild edible growing wherever it wants for anyone to cut, cook, and eat.
I'm a Yankee, and I'm sort of surprised that the Yankees in this part of the country aren't aware of poke. Considering the availability of the pokeweed and its popularity in Southern Europe and our own Southern states as a cultivated vegetable, it's not even cultivated, it's just wild, is remarkable how few people in the North are familiar with this plant. It is. It's just amazing. I just can't understand it. I've been trying to get the Woods Hole Golf Club to use it as a locavore vegetable, and it's right up on there, all around their property.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
Maybe the golf club will put it on their menu. For WCAI's Local Food Report, I'm Allie Burlow.
You can get some recipes for pokeweed and see some photos and find other resources on our website, capeandislands.org. Maybe this reminds you of a local plant you'd like to share with us. We hope so. Just get in touch with us through the website or just come by the station like Dr. Wheeler did. This Local Food Report was edited by me, Vicky Merrick, and produced by Atlantic Public Media. Thanks for listening.